Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. Here we discuss the interventions that are affecting the person's health. We talk about holistic health care. And today we've been talking about the digestive system and how it's important and part of the puzzle pieces that are affecting the person's health and how important it is to bring a person back to health with holistic health care.
Having a healthy digestive system is so critical to the absorption of nutrients like calcium. Even though a person may be eating well and taking the right nutritional supplements, many people don't have the best diets in our society. The fast food and nutrient-deficient foods from processed foods and foods grown in soil that has been depleted from its nutrients over the years contribute to this malnutrition or malnourishment. Combine that with the factors that affect digestion and assimilation, like decreased hydrochloric acid from aging and stress, or from taking medications that decrease hydrochloric acid production.
Now, we've talked a little bit about calcium and osteoporosis and the role how a person is able to digest and assimilate food and nutrients, including calcium. These are all influenced by stress and hormonal balance. Hydrochloric acid in the stomach and by having a healthy functioning gallbladder. So several of the other puzzle pieces play a significant role in the digestion process. And the body's ability to absorb food in ways that people don't even realize the interconnectedness of all these things on how the body functions. Now, who would have thought that a back injury could affect the digestive system or cause an autoimmune disease to occur or for the immune system to be destroyed?
To show how these things are even more interconnected, just look at depression and anxiety and being bipolar. A deficiency in the essential fatty acids contributes to these. The brain is made of fat primarily and needs a fresh supply of essential fatty acids to be healthy. Depression and anxiety and being bipolar are dysfunctions of the brain. There can be a number of factors like decreased hormones that can contribute to this. Low hormone levels are notoriously related to depression. Just remember, hormones and the brain need the essential fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids can play a role in helping with depression. Absorption of these nutrients and fat with the essential fatty acids is critical for mental and emotional health. When I took the omega-3 fish oil, I even noticed my memory improved, and so did my daughter's. Her grades went up from B's to A's in college. Her anxiety improved, and it helped her to stabilize her hormones.
So again, getting back to the basics, with all these things, digestion and assimilation is just so important. Without good digestion, these nutrients aren't going to be available to the body. So one of the first and most important steps in solving a health puzzle is to heal the gut and make sure that there is good digestion happening. We have Linda Lawrence here with us, one of my patients, who will share her story and how many of her conditions have been improved with holistic health care. Now, she has type 1 diabetes, and she also has celiac disease and hepatitis C, and was on a lot of medications, of which we assisted her to become less dependent on. Even though she will never be able to go off insulin, she has improved in that she has been able to decrease the amount of insulin she was taking. Linda, would you mind telling us about your story?
Yes, I'd be glad to. I came to visit your office through my husband, who listens to your show, and he thought it would be good for me because I had been on disability from chronic fatigue for several years. So he wanted me to come in for a visit, and I decided to pursue treatment just to see if I could feel better. And also, I had grown tired of the many medications, 15 medications that I was taking every day to try to feel better, and it seemed like I wasn't getting any better despite all the chemicals that I was putting in my body along with vitamins, and I was very frustrated with that. So I thought it certainly couldn't hurt to try something new and different that, you know, hopefully would get me off of some of these medications, and I was very anxious to do that. So that's how I came to your office.
Well, when you first came to the office, you know, and we talked about the things that were going on and the kinds of things that we were going to do, you know, what did you think?
Well, I've always been open to a lot of things. I, I'm a social worker by profession and done lots of workshops and personal growth things, so I wasn't hesitant or afraid of any of it or nervous about it. I just thought it was a different way of doing things, and so I've always been open to that. So I just decided that I wanted to make the commitment to do whatever it took to try and feel better, and gave it my 100% try.
And you certainly did. You really did. You know, we had to give you a lot of nutrients because your body wasn't absorbing. Remember, did you say that you had celiac disease?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, which affects your ability to absorb food.
Yes, that's true. Vitamins and all kinds of nutrients I found out. You know, the vitamins and things I was taking, I might as well have just been throwing them in the trash for all the good they were doing me.
So you're just a perfect example that what we had to do as part of your care is heal the digestive system so that you could absorb the nutrients that you needed so that your body could heal. And, of course, we did a lot of other things, too, and we want to talk about that. Another area that I just wanted to make reference to, and you can tell your story about all the insulin that you were taking. You know, how much insulin were you up to?
At least 70 units a day, and occasionally 70 to 80 units. And now it's between 40 and 50. And that's even, you know, right now I'm not coming in for treatments. I've concluded that. I haven't been back for a little while. But regardless of that, I've continued, you know, to do things on my own. And I've still been managing my diabetes at 40 to 50 units of insulin. And I would use 3 100-unit vials of insulin a month. Mm. And now I only use 2.
Oh, that's great.
When I, you know, go pick up my prescription, I only need 2 rather than 3, which, you know, saves me a lot of money. But I also know it's a lot better for my body not to use so much. That's been a great change, and I don't have as many highs and lows. It's more stable, so that's a really good thing, too. I don't wake up with the lows and have as many lows or highs, so it's more stable than it was.
You know, Nancy worked with you, you know, she being a nurse, and she works with diet and nutrition in her office, and how did that play an influence in your being able to, you know, not need to take as much of the insulin?
Well, I learned a lot about, you know, the good grains and the good fats and the role of how important the vegetables were. One of the recipes that she gave me for the eggs and spinach omelet, I've given that to so many people and made it for some, my grandkids and just things like that I'd never thought of doing for myself. And so it changed my way of thinking and eating. And through the months, it's also changed how my husband eats as well. So it helps him, too.
That's good.
It's interesting that it's changed the way that you eat, some of the ideas of eating and the kinds of foods that you eat. Now, did Nancy have you do some exercising at the same time?
Yeah, she encourages me to walk. And we actually went for a walk one day because that's not my favorite thing to do. But we did go for a walk, and I know the benefits of it, so you know, understand the role that it plays in, you know, lowering the blood sugar. And so I've learned to do things like park a long ways from the store. And when I go in the store, I make several rounds through the store rather than, just go for what I need and leave. And I try to maximize all of those kinds of things for myself. And so I'm more active than I was when I first came in, that's for sure.
Yes, you really are, and your whole disposition. I remember you had a lot of troubles with motivation and feeling, you know, wanting to do things, and, you know, it's kind of like you were depressed all the time.
Yeah.
Is that how old you were when you first started?
Yes. Depression has been with me for years and years.
And then as we were going along and we did some emotional releases and as we improved your hormones, you know, we did a saliva test for your hormones so we could see how your estrogen and your progesterone and your cortisol levels and your adrenal hormones were. And
and we were to work with you on balancing out those hormones. And how has that made an effect on you?
One thing I learned from the saliva test was about the cortisol levels, and I knew that there should be some sort of a rise throughout the day with the cortisol, and mine were just flat the whole day long. They were just flat, and so it explained to me why I was so tired all the time and had no energy, no motivation to do anything. And so it was explained to me that, you know, I had problems with adrenal fatigue. It's like I had the opportunity then to have that adjusted with some supplements, and as a result, you know, I felt my energy and motivation come back, and focus and concentration has been better, and, you know, just general well-being as a result has been better.
And I understand that now you have the energy to do things that you didn't have before.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I'm taking a school course and finding that, you know, reading and comprehension and all of that is just so much better.
We are going to take a break, and we invite you to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We are also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD, and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.